Video: Homeless woman allegedly tries to strangle teen in NYC. By Amy Furr on October 11, 2021. A homeless woman was taken into custody Saturday in connection to a choking attack involving a teenage girl at a Queens restaurant. 36-year-old Minerva Martinez was charged with strangulation in the incident that happened at approximately 5:15 p.m. on October 4 at Watawa Sushi located on Ditmars Boulevard in Astoria, police told the New York Post. Surveillance video showed the moment a person with gray hair and wearing a white shirt, black jacket, and jeans came up behind the 16-year-old girl and apparently put her in a chokehold. Seconds later, the individual walked away but looked back at the teenager and approached the table again before someone carrying a black bag stepped into the situation. The teenager suffered pain, redness, and swelling but was not transported to a local hospital, authorities noted. Police initially said they were searching for a male suspect but eventually announced they had arrested Martinez regarding the incident. She has a lengthy rap sheet that includes 6 felony arrests, law enforcement sources said, adding that in January 2020, police spotted her incoherently talking to herself in Queens and transported her to Elmhurst Hospital. There was a warrant issued in August for her arrest on a grand larceny charge, sources said, the Post report continued. Meanwhile, crime in Democrat-run New York City rose in September as Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., was reportedly in the early stages of setting up a gubernatorial campaign. According to the Daily Mail, stark data released by the NYPD Wednesday shows crime rose 2.6% overall in September 2021 compared to the same month in 2020, with an extra 243 incidents reported. The biggest increase was for felonious assault, or assault with a dangerous weapon, which surged by a shocking 18.5% from 1,802 in September 2020 to 2,135 in September 2021, as New Yorkers have been plagued by random attacks in the streets of the city. The data also reveals a concerning trend in other criminal activity, with robberies up 6%, car theft up 4.1% and grand larceny up 0.7% within the same time frame, the outlet said.